Representative Paul Gosar, defund NPR for failing to report news about Hunter Biden scandal. By Penny Starr on October 25, 2020. Representative Paul Gosar, R.Oz, reacted to taxpayer-funded National Public Radio's NPR announcement that it won't waste time reporting on the growing scandal centered on Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden's dealing with communist China during the former's time as vice president. We don't want to waste our time on stories that aren't really stories. And we don't want to waste the listeners' and readers' time on stories that are pure distractions. NPR's Office of the Public Editor wrote in a statement posted on Twitter. It's time to defund at NPR, Gosar tweeted. This is appalling. Hashtag defund NPR, Gosar wrote on Twitter. Fox News reported on developments around the Biden scandal. Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe on Monday said that Hunter Biden's laptop is not part of some Russian disinformation campaign. Senate Republicans are investigating Hunter Biden's emails, which reveal that he allegedly introduced his father, the former vice president, to a top executive at Ukrainian natural gas firm Burisma Holdings in 2015, among other allegations. As Breitbart News reported, the NPR tweet included a link to a newsletter written by McBride, who is with the Poynter Institute, the so-called gatekeeper for good journalism. McBride's justification for ignoring the real and growing scandal involving Joe Biden's family, and now his vice presidential candidate Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, is: there are many, many red flags in that New York Post investigation. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik detailed most of them. Intelligence officials warn that Russia has been working overtime to keep the story of Hunter Biden in the spotlight. Even if Russia can't be positively connected to this information, the story of how Trump associates Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani came into a copy of this computer hard drive has not been verified and seems suspect. And if that story could be verified, the NY Post did no forensic work to convince consumers that the emails and photos that are the basis for their report have not been altered. In fact, Breitbart News reported on what has unfolded and been verified since the New York Post report on the Bidens broke, even as Twitter and left-wing media such as NPR continue to censor the news. A whistleblower CEO and Biden insider, Tony Bobulinski, released a public statement on Wednesday evening backing up the reporting of the New York Post from last week and claiming that he personally witnessed Democrat presidential nominee former Vice President Joe Biden discussing business deals with his son, Hunter Biden. Sources familiar with the matter told Breitbart News that Bobulinski is the person whose allegations and inside information are the centerpiece of a forthcoming investigation by the Wall Street Journal. That Wall Street Journal story has not published yet. Several days after the newspaper staff indicated to some the piece would come out, it is unclear why the journal has not yet published. But President Donald Trump hinted on a conference call earlier this week that such a story was coming from the newspaper. Bobulinski's statement also seemingly authenticates at least one of the bombshell emails obtained by the New York Post, purportedly from Hunter Biden's laptop retrieved from a computer repair store in Delaware. The statement also contradicts claims from some Democrats that a Russian disinformation campaign is at the center of the burgeoning scandal currently engulfing the Biden campaign in the final days of the election, Breitbart News reported. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.